Number 74. Master and Commander. The fledgling fleet approached the harbor and its fishery, each ship with the royal flag flying. The commander fixated on each ship in turn, making sure that it was in position. He stood on the flange at the front of his ship. He was a flamboyant man who had a flair for leadership and command. He held a flagrant disregard for conventional tactics and flattened all his foes in battle, thanks to his flexible approach to naval warfare. He had fledged himself at the Battle of Aramis, sinking numerous enemy ships for no losses. He was a flaunty man and loved to flaunt his wealth at parties. His critics gave him plenty of flack, claiming that he was flatulent and that his clothes, often fleeces, were too flashy. His supporters flattered him and derided his critics as flabby and flaccid, incapable of great victories. No one cared what the slaves who powered his ships thought. These men were flagellated with flax if they were flaggy, and sometimes hit with a flick of a flail as a punishment for poor behavior. Sometimes the slaves feared that they would be flayed as a result of the hitting and whipping. The conditions they worked in were not really fit, and this resulted in a lot of flagging men. This flaw was countered by having plenty of extra slaves on the ships who could change places with tired men. Of course, using slaves had fiscal advantages. They were lucky if their poor quality food had any flavoring at all. Now it was night, and there were a few firebrands lit around the ships. These small fires flared in the wind. Fireflies danced around them as they flickered. The fires had to be watched carefully. Wooden ships are flammable. The commander held a flask containing a hot drink. In the moonlight, he could see a few flecks of color across the waves. Sometimes he caught a fleeting glance of a seabird in flight. At the fishery, he could see men loading fish onto large carts, rather like flat cars. He wiped his face with a wet flannel to refresh himself. His sleep had been fitful. Perhaps he was worried about the battle the next day. First, he had dreamt that a fissure had opened in the earth and swallowed the whole fleet. Then, he had dreamt that his fleet was fissile. That couldn't happen tomorrow.